Intervju Radija Študent.
Kultne švicarske industrial veterane The Young Gods smo v Ljubljani nazadnje videli pred 8 leti. Še leto pred tem pa so objavili svojo predzadnjo ploščo. Toda v tem času niso počivali. Po kadrovski rošadi, ko se jim je po več kot 20 letih ponovno pridružil ustanovni član, so se najprej posvetili dejavnostim ob obeležitvi 25-letnice njihovega prelomnega prvenca, nato pa začeli delati na novi, konec februarja objavljeni plošči Data Mirage Tengrem, ki jo bodo 6. aprila predstavili s koncertom v kinu Šiška. O plošči, o pomembni državni glasbeni nagradi, o alternativni švicarski sceni in še čem smo se pred nekaj dnevi pogovarjali z ustanovnim in edinim stalnim članom zasedbe Francom Treichlerjem. Še preden slišimo posnetek pogovora, pa z nove plošče The Young Gods poslušamo del komada Tear Up the Red Sky.
The last time we saw you in Ljubljana was in 2011 when you were promoting the Everybody Knows album, which came about a year earlier, that is in 2010. And now you just recently in February released a new album, Data Mirage Tangram. And it took 8 or 9 years. So I was wondering, because I know you didn't really, not you or the band, didn't really have that much time off in these 8 years. Could you maybe sum up some of the events, important events that happened for you personally or the band in these past 8 years?
So first, we toured the first 6 months of 2011 with Everybody Knows. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the tour, there was a bit of a fatigue, you know, people were kind of tired, and we disbanded. Alcomet went to India, he wanted to learn the sitar, and Vincent left the band. So basically there was only Bernard, the drummer, and me left in the band. So we kind of waited 6 months for Alain to come back. And then Alain said he just want to keep on doing his sitar and take care of his family and doesn't really want to have the Young Gods in mind anymore, you know? Mm-hmm.
Did he maybe start a new music project, released maybe some solo records or something like that with sitar?
Yes, he released a solo record. I think it was end of 2012.
So really soon. He learned to play sitar quickly, I suppose.
Very quickly. Yes. Yeah. But you should listen to it. It's a good record. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's sitar and electronic music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we checked it out.
Yeah. So me and Bernhard we asked Cesare Pizzi to join the band. So Cesare was the first original member with me on the first two records.
You two actually co-founded the Young Gods, right?
Exactly.
You were roommates and everything. And I was wondering, were you in contact with him through all this year that he wasn't part of the band?
Yes, I was in contact. Uh-huh. Yes, because I'm his... I'm the godfather of his son. Uh-huh. So we kept in touch, but he actually stopped making music for a long time. Mm-hmm. But we asked him to come back, and we played the first two records in 2012 for parties, especially for a book release about the 80s in Switzerland, the situation of what was happening in the 80s in Switzerland, because the 80s were...
And also, I also think those gigs were also because of the 25th anniversary of the release of the first album, right?
Mm-hmm. We re-released the first album, toured first and second album, only like end of the year 2012, and again in 2013. And then Cesare said he really enjoy and he wants to join the band for good, you know, not only for the two first records. So we started learning other songs in 2014, and then in 2015 we decided to make new music. So we started Data Mirage Tangram in 2015, and we did one very important collaboration with a Brazilian band in 2016. The band is called Nação Zumbi. Uh-huh.
Like what Zumbi type of Nation. Music? What type of music are they playing?
They're playing a mixture of rap, funk, electro, and a lot of Brazilian percussions. Uh-huh. And they have a punky kind of a spirit, you know. And they're from the northeast of Brazil. Mm-hmm. And we made a collaboration.
Uh-huh. What type of collaboration? Did you put out a record or something?
No, we did only live shows so far. We went to play to Brazil, and we played in Switzerland, and we recorded some live shows, but it was for a like a collaboration between Brazilian musicians and Swiss musicians.
Mm-hmm. How did that work out?
That was great because actually we knew each other for 20 years ago. You know, we played in the same festival in Belgium, and we wanted to collaborate at that time. Uh-huh. And then it only happened 20 years later. But it's a funny story. The music is interesting because we played half of the repertoire was Jungod's songs, and the other half was Nathan Zumbi. And we were 11 people on stage, you know, so it was a big animal, you know, waking up. So you can find some on YouTube. There's quite a few footage on YouTube.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm going to check that out. How long did it take you not to find a common musical ground with them?
Not that long, actually. Not that long. We went to São Paulo, and in 2 days, it was already set, you know. Mm-hmm. I went there before. I went there early January alone to talk with them and try some stuff. And then when the whole band came to São Paulo, then it took only 2 days.
Pretty quick, yeah. When you mentioned that Cesare returned to the band, and you mentioned that he actually stopped making music since he left the Young Gods. He didn't make any music in between? Or because I saw that he put out one record with another guy, which was kind of more like minimal techno-oriented or something similar.
Yes. So he started making music, let's say, again in like 2012 or something, you know, a little bit here and there, but just as just more like a hobby, you know. So it's still this project is called Two Flow. But it was more, you know, pure pleasure and just to go back to music. Mm-hmm. And this was before joining the Young Gods, yes.
How was it for you and Bernard, and also for Cesare, you know, when you got all three of you back together, when you started playing again, how did that feel? How quickly did you get into, you know, your old ways, if I say it like that?
Well, we took our time, basically, because when I asked Cesare to join the band, he said, okay, but first we have to try. Let's try on 2-3 songs, you know, and see if I can play keyboard and be back into listening to other musician situation. Like being in a band is different when you do a solo stuff with your computer. It's very different, you know. Mm-hmm. So we rehearsed, and then when he felt comfortable, then we decided to make a whole repertoire, and we played, you know, as we played the first two records, then it was easier for him because it was something that he played in the past, you know, so he knew all the music. And so it became a bit more tricky when we started learning songs from other records. Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. What was it like when you started working on the new album with the new material?
So this was interesting because then everybody was involved, you know, like everybody came with ideas, and we accepted to do a residency in
Cully Jazz Festival,
yeah,
right?
Mm. Cully Jazz Festival, exactly. In the off festival, they have it's like old place to drink wine, because Cully is in the middle of a wineyard. It's a huge wineyard in Switzerland. Mm.
So, it's near the Geneva Lake, I think, right?
It is just by the Geneva Lake.
So
we jammed all these ideas, you know. We went on stage 5 nights, and every night we did 3 different sets. So we jammed a lot of ideas in front of 80 people.
Live
audience, like ready to experiment.
So it was it was basically like improvisation concerts, and the new songs turned out of those sessions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
How different was this process to how you were used to making music before? You know, maybe in the first album with Cesare was still in the band.
Mm-hmm. Very different process. Yep. Especially to do this in front of an audience. So that's why I took the guitar, I took the bass, I took computer. Cesare had his computer, keyboard. Bernard had also a sampler and a German percussion. So it was a big laboratory of ideas, you know. So we tried many different things. And then when we had finished this residency, then we listened to all the material and starting to choose the best parts. And this is, then we worked on those parts and that became the new records, basically.
I read somewhere that you actually performed those songs or integrated those songs into your live concerts, into your concert, and then developed kind of the songs that ended up on the album. And I also read that apparently, well, now it slipped my mind, who was the guy who produced the new album?
Alan Mulder,
yeah, because he worked with Nine Inch Nails also and Smashing Pumpkins and many other bands. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, how important is the role of a producer, you know, for the young God?
I would say maybe on this record I produced with the band, and then Alan Mulder, he mixed it.
Uh-huh.
So we tried to go as far as we could to make it sound good. But then I think we realized we needed someone with an external ear to give a cohesion to all those ideas, you know. So it's very important to have someone with distance who is not in the band to give the final touch, because he can see how to put the elements all together much better than when, for example, as a singer, if I mix Jungud's, I will know exactly all the words and stuff, so maybe I would hide the vocal because I know it by heart. Uh-huh. You know, and someone who doesn't know it will probably put it in front, you know, or something like this, very
right.
differently.
Yeah, in the beginning when you were mentioning some of the highlights or some of the important events that happened in these past 8 years, you left out that you actually got like a national music award, right? You personally?
Yeah. That was very important for sure. In 2014, I got an award from the Swiss National Prize for musician, and
yeah.
I was very, very, very honored. Yeah.
I saw the short interview that is on YouTube where you were talking about this award and how it means a lot to you, because it's a sort of a recognition to this whole scene in Switzerland, this more like underground, for the underground music, let's say.
Exactly. There was absolutely no one taking this music seriously. You know, that's an official, after 30 years of defending this culture, then finally it's got recognition officially, which is really, really cool.
What does that mean, no one took it seriously? Because I did an interview with, I don't know if you know him, Bernd Friedman, you know, the German producer who worked with Jaki Liebezeit.
I know his work.
He's doing kind of electroacoustic. Uh-huh. Well, I was doing an interview and he was talking about how in Germany there's a big separation between, you have like entertaining pop music on one side and then on the other it's the serious classical music, and all that happens in between is basically not noticed. And I was wondering, is that similar in Switzerland, or was it similar?
No, it's now every music is considered since not that many years, but since 2014. You know, this prize is going on every year now, and you have contemporary music artists, you have jazz, you have experimental, you have popular, you have everything. It's not a question of genre; it's more a question of quality and how. You know, how much people in work, how much involvement of the artists themselves.
I guess it's a good way to introduce some interesting Swiss artists to the wider audience, or the audience outside of Switzerland as well, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, I checked some of the names, but I don't know. Do you know Christian Martli? He's actually half Swiss,
sure.
And I was thinking of him because he's using sampling, he's known for his sampling. except he's doing it more like in a conceptual way where you are more song oriented. But there are some similarities, you know. Did he get an award yet?
Yeah, but he's a brilliant artist, Christian Marclay. I like him a lot. But if you go on the official web site of the Confederation for Culture, it's like BAK, BAK, then you will find all the 60 some winners. Swiss artists that are, you have some accordion to crazy turntablism, to noise and jazz and everything. It's so interesting because there's a lot of good artists, I would say.
Yeah, I imagine, because we don't get to hear much about Swiss artists, actually, at least not here in Slovenia. And I read quite a bit of foreign like music media, and there's rarely stuff that comes up, let's say. But yeah, you were saying that it's a sort of this award was a sort of recognition for this whole scene, and I was wondering, because I know that you performed at Montreux Jazz Festival as well with the Young Gods. I don't know how many times, but I was wondering.
Two times.
Is that a sort of recognition as well, because it's such a big and legendary festival? Especially maybe for the Swiss artists.
Yes, it is, but it's a totally different scene. You know, Montreux is way more like a commercial event, you know, sponsored by, like it's very different than...
opposite of the Cui Jazz Festival, right?
Yeah, definitely. But it's the programmation is cool, but it's a totally different thing.
You were earlier mentioning how the new album came together and how you started doing this new approach to even maybe playing live or at least recording stuff. So I was wondering how much of this that you did at Cui Jazz Festival do you now use for your current live shows? Is it also more like improvisation based, or?
Yeah, some songs are improvised, but mainly we play the whole new record live, and then we add a few, classics. But the first hour is almost only the new record, and some parts are very improvised. Yeah.
And just this last question, you know, when you played here in 2011, some people were kind of surprised to see you play both acoustic and electric guitars. But I think you are actually formally educated classical guitarist, right?
Well, yes. I started with electric guitar and then I went to conservatory because I wanted to perfect, the fingers and all that stuff. But yes, but then when the sampling came on the market, then I was so amazed that I stopped playing guitars for 15 years, you know.
But now you are playing it again on this new tour as well.
I play a lot of guitar. I will play a lot of guitar on stage. I enjoy playing guitar on this record. It's really cool, yeah.
Well, that sounds excellent. So looking forward to seeing you play here, and have a good day.
Thank you very much for your interest, and I hope we meet and have a beer or something.
Tako. Če bi se s Frankom Trajklerjem ali ostalima dvema članoma zasedbe The Young Gods, s Francom Trajklerjem, podružili ob pivu, to lahko storite 6. aprila v Kinu Šiška, kjer bodo švicarski industrial prvaki predstavljali svojo novo ploščo. Intervju z njimi je pripravil Goran Kompoš. Intervju Radija Študent.